When you started doing the investigation into the Philadelphia experiment, did you, Deborah, believe in that story?
You know, I did. I guess at that point in the beginning, I'd have to say one of my famous sayings is, if it's, your heart speaks louder than words, and I'm one of those kind of people. And so as we got involved in with some of the documentation and substantiating our theories, it just, you know, it just made everything come together. And there's no doubt in my mind.
How about you, Drew? Were you a believer in the beginning?
Yeah, because of my personal experiences, absolutely. I don't come from the heart aspect as much as Deborah does.
Right.
I need the documentation. I needed something more substantial and something tangible that I could put my finger on as far as making it truthful to me.
That's the analytical part of him.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you know, you being in the Marine Corps, Drew, me being in the Navy, the Navy denies that this Philadelphia experiment ever took place. With that as a beginning point, at least for the Navy, how did you two go about starting to research this? And at what point then? You said, Deborah, you in 1994,
right.
You know, some people way gone back had done some research into this as well. Okay. Where did you pick up your research, both of you, from what they had done, or did you start from scratch?
Well, that's a good question. We did not start from scratch. We took Charles Berlitz and William Moore's brilliant investigation.
Okay.
And started to look at where they had kind of like left it hanging, even though they had a lot of information there. We still did not take it just for granted. We validated the information that they brought out in their book. So that's where we did begin. And believe you me, there's a lot of surprises.
Did you find discrepancies in what they did, careless mistakes, or did you find things that I guess they couldn't uncover at that time?
All three.
You
yeah,
did.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. One of the problems, the aspect where they conducted an investigation on Carlos Miguel Allende,
yes,
was brilliant. Okay, they did something nobody else has ever done, and even to this day have nobody's even compared to that.
Or Carl Allen, depending on the
or
name.
Carl Allen,
yeah.
right, A.K.A. Carlos Miguel Allen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, when they got into the archives aspect, as far as trying to bring the USS Eldridge and the SS Andrew Furseth, the merchant ship that Carlos was on,
mm-hmm,
board, when they tried to bring these two ships together, a lot of mistakes were made.
Now, what do you mean by mistakes?
They had convoys going in one direction when they were actually going in the other.
Mm-hmm.
They had hurricanes when there weren't hurricanes. They had there was a number of different mistakes. When you look at the factual information that they provide in their book, and you go and substantiate it through documentation, you're going to find that they had it all twisted around.
So you think what they had was a real event, except that some of the facts in the way it happened, they had wrong.
Yeah, they got them. They got the facts wrong, and you can't blame them, because you gotta kind of put yourself back in the shoes during that period of time. Berlitz and Moore met in 1977. They published their investigative report in 1979.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of World War II documents hadn't even been declassified at that time. So they had very little to go on, but yet there were still mistakes that they made that they could have caught if they were a little bit more diligent in digging deeper.
All right, let's go back a little bit and try to pick this up from a period of time where there was an amateur astronomer, because that's what he was, by the name of Morris Jessup,
right,
wrote a book called The Case for the UFO, which I remember getting as a kid. But sometime thereafter, probably not too long thereafter, this is where this Carl Allen or Carlos Miguel Allende shows up on the scene and somehow gets a hold of this Jessup guy, right?
Yeah. Well, apparently, see, Jessup had apparently just published his first book, which was titled, I believe, The Case for the UFO.
Case for the UFO.
Mm-hmm. So, and that was in 1956. And apparently he was out conducting public lectures. He was on the lecture circuit at that time, and Allende apparently had attended one of his lectures. And shortly after, he wrote to Jessup, basically giving a detailed, a couple of letters, an account of what he experienced while he was on board the SS Andrew Forseth, which was a merchant vessel.
Yeah, which I guess was supposed to be in the area to witness this event, or did it just happen to be there?
Well, that's an interesting thing that you pose, because the documentation that we have now does not substantiate that. They weren't there to observe this experiment.
Ah.
This was something that was hastily put together. And the more we get into our discussions, you're gonna understand this better.
Why they did that? Okay, now this Allende, how important is he, both of you, to this entire Philadelphia experiment? I mean, if you throw this guy out of the mix here, do we still have a very fascinating story here?
Well, if you throw him out, you got nothing.
Okay, so he is critical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because what we have to understand is where did the allegations, or where were the allegations first coming from?
All right. And by the way, is he alive or dead now?
He died.
He is dead.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. That's what we heard. I think in the mid '90s he passed on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. At least that's the word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what we've been.
Okay. All right. So he somehow is on this ship, witnesses some of these things. He claims, if I remember, that he saw some of the Eldridge crew disappear into thin air. And this is what he provided to this Morris Jessup guy, right, author?
Right, right. Yeah, he had a lot to talk about in his letters about the condition of the men. And it really kind of struck me odd that he had so much knowledge as far as the conditions.
Now, did it strike you odd as that he shouldn't have had the information, or that maybe he was legitimate?
Well, he shouldn't have had the information. Because think about it. Let's just assume that the experiment did occur.
Right.
This would be one of the most awesome weapon systems that the military ever developed.
Oh, at that point it would be huge. Today it would be huge.
Today it would be huge. And if that's the case, this would have been just as secret, if not more secretive, than the atomic bomb development.
I agree.
So it struck me odd that he had so much intimate knowledge as far as the men. And because of that, to me, I had to verify one way or the other whether he was truly being honest and truthful as far as his experience.
I mean, was he even on board the merchant ship?
Sure he was.
You believe that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Not only believe it, we can substantiate.
All right, and can you substantiate whether the merchant ship indeed was in that area in Philadelphia at the time? Or was it down in Norfolk? Which spot was it in?
Well, you want the whole story all in one nutshell here.
No.
Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts.
Well, you're a Navy guy, aren't you?
You sure am. 9 years.
Okay. Well, we have documentation that is nothing but all Navy, and you if anybody would have a great appreciation for what we have. There was a number of different stages to this experimentation, and what Allende saw was just one part of it. Was a very important part. But it was just one part. There was a number of different locations and times that the Navy had actually conducted these experiments.